Jackson, Board of Trustees, thank you so very, very much for this great honor and privilege. I am honored to become a Wildcat. And it's a real honor and privilege to be with you as we celebrate the Bethune-Cookman University Class of 2017.
That was U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos being booed at the historically black college Bethune-Cookman University in Florida last May. Students turned their backs in protest at the commencement ceremony. It's no secret, black voters overwhelmingly went against President Donald Trump. He earned only 8% of the black vote, and a string of racially charged conversations and controversies, including the president calling white supremacist protesters, quote, good people, inflamed tensions between the administration and black communities. Still, on Friday, President Trump signed a bill boosting funds for historically black colleges by 14%. I want to repeat that. President Donald Trump is giving more money to historically black colleges. It's the latest in a growing list of investments in America's historically black colleges coming from the White House. So, right now, black colleges are engaged in an extremely delicate dance as they work with an administration that's wildly unpopular with students and alumni. Hubert L. Grimes is the interim president of Bethune-Cookman University. He's here to talk with us about that delicate dance. Hello, President.
Greetings, and how are you today?
I'm doing well. Now, you were the university's lawyer at the time of that commencement. From your perspective, what happened that day? Were you surprised by the student and alumni response?
Well, there had been a lot of preliminary conversations that took place. And of course, there was a lot of media attention that was given leading up to the event. I will tell you that from the university's perspective, recognizing the high ranking office of the secretary is something that is not just important, but something that's very traditional at our university, dating back to the days of our founder, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune, who worked for four different presidents with both parties, dating back to, we call it the Truman days, Roosevelt, prior to that, Coolidge, and even as far back as Hoover. So we're not averse to the opportunity to be able to work with the offices of high-ranking government officials. But I will say that from the point of view of our students, that we didn't do as well of a job in getting with our students beforehand to explain to them the significance of having the Office of the Secretary of Education.
So in February 2017, President Trump signed an HBCU executive order. This is what he had to say during this signing. Listen to this.
This month has been a wonderful opportunity to celebrate African American history and to begin working together to create a better future for African Americans and universities and colleges and everything that is African American. Today we're taking action to help make that future happen, and that future better.
HBCU advocates predicted President Trump would be bad for historically black colleges, but the administration seems to be building quite a list of investments in historically black colleges. How much has the president done for black colleges and universities in America?
Well, his signing of the omnibus bipartisan bill last week, including our funding for the rest of the year, resulted in a 14% increase in funding for HBCUs, not to mention the additional help that's going to be needed for many of the students that attend our HBCUs. That in itself is a major milestone in the not only the stabilizing many of our HBCUs, but also stabilizing the funding sources for our students. And so from that perspective, it was a broad-based effort that existed both on the House side as well as on the Senate side, and then ultimately going to the president for his signature.
So given the really concrete successes that HBCUs have had, how do you communicate that with your alumni and students who have really strong opinions about Trump and the administrations? How do you tell them that sometimes you have to work with the president's team in good faith, regardless of party and politics?
Well, I think you've just said it all. We have to continue to put that message out. Because truth be told, the importance of federal government support for our institutions is indeed necessary, and it's always been necessary. So for us to be able to get the kind of funding that's going to help us with our infrastructure, that's going to help us with being able to fund many new programs that ultimately will lead to those students of this generation being able to successfully pursue their careers is definitely necessary. And so that's part of that discussion. That's part of that dialogue. And while we must always be able to work across the aisles and to develop partnerships with whether it be both parties or whether it be between government and the private sector, whatever's necessary and for our university to survive, the real thrust and the real goal long term is that we will create strong, capable citizens who are able to take care of themselves. Many of our students are first generation college educated. Many of our students otherwise would not be able to attend or complete college were it not for the help and the assistance of governmental sources. And so from that perspective, we do have to look at what is the big picture. The big picture is to help our students to be able to successfully navigate the waters of education and to be successful contributing citizens of this great country.
Focusing on the big picture, does it matter what the president says if he continues to support HBCUs in concrete ways?
Well, I think that, again, there are many of us that get shocked and upset at the comments of our president. I mean, that's not unusual. It's across the board throughout the country. But at the same time, when we're focused upon the work that has to be done for our universities and for our students, you know, we still got to continue to push forward. It matters not who's sitting in the White House, but it matters who's able to help us to be able to accomplish the dreams of our students, again, of our founders. And again, I look back and bring you back around to, for example, in Bethune-Cookman's situation, we think back and look at the various challenges that existed back almost 100 years ago. And I look back at the eras of the Great Depression. Our founder learned how to work with Hoover, Coolidge, and became an advisor for Roosevelt and then ultimately for Truman. And all of these were different people with different vantage points, different political persuasions. At the end of the day, we were able to survive. And that's the same thing that exists here in 21st century America. And thank God for the collective efforts of groups like the United Negro College Fund and other groups who have led the way for us to work together. One of the things our founder did, she co-founded United Negro College Fund back in 1935 with Dr. Frederick Patterson of Tuskegee. And that was a big to-do then. And even now, those partnerships will be the thing that will help us to continue forward.
Hubert L. Grimes, interim president of Bethune-Cookman University. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you.